Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One that will offer New Yorkers maximum choice for driver's licenses to bring people into the system, uphold the strictest security standards, and ensure the economic vitality of upstate New York.
Governor Spitzer there over the weekend as he announced the revised version of his driver's license for illegal immigrants plan. This time it's a three-tiered system with illegals eligible only for a limited type of license, and it seems to be pleasing almost no one. To immigration advocates, as we heard in the news, it looks like a scarlet letter. To those outspoken against illegal immigration, it still gives too much legitimacy. What has Spitzer wrought now? With us to talk about it are Chris Smith, who writes about New York politics for New York Magazine, and Michael Goodwin, columnist for The Daily News. Welcome back both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. Okay, we have Chris, and we're getting the line hooked up to Michael Goodwin still. So Chris, explain this to people who are still confused, which is probably a lot of people. Why, first of all, why three licenses? Why not two?
The only interpretation I can come up with is that after a month and a half of bad publicity and losing politics, Spitzer is trying to make New York the state with the most possible driver's license options. I think, you know, being number one in driver's license options,
it's a record.
Is about the only positive he might be able to take from this. In political terms, he's attempting to cut his losses. I mean, he bungled the introduction of this from the beginning, even if on the facts or the merits it could have been a good thing in that, you know, you get more people who are here illegally out of the shadows and into the system, be it driver's licenses or anything else. But he was totally outflanked by the New York State Republicans in the politics of this, who, you know, hyped it as a gift to potentially, you know, violent terrorists, you know, that this was going to be handing.
A national security issue. Also with us now is Michael Goodwin, columnist for The Daily News. Hi, Michael, and you're on with Chris Smith from New York Magazine as well. Hi.
Good morning to both of you.
Michael, try to help us unpack why three kinds of licenses and not just two. As the Daily News summarized it yesterday, type one would be more or less the driver's license that we have now. Type two is an enhanced driver's license that also lets the bearer cross the U.S.-Canada border without a passport. That's for U.S. citizens only. And type three is the one for the illegals, a basic state license marked as only valid for driving, not as federal ID. Now, anybody would be eligible for that, U.S. citizens, legal immigrants, and undocumented aliens. Presumably, only the undocumented aliens and people who want to make a statement that they support them would actually get a type three license. But why three?
Well, I think there's three because Spitzer insists on giving to the illegal immigrants a type of license. I don't think that, you know, any other state that's currently trying to figure their way through this is including that provision. That's my understanding. But and I think that the one that allows you to basically use it as a for border crossing into Canada has a microchip in it. So there are essentially various levels of security and authorization go with them. But, Brian, can I just back up one second to,
sure.
the question of politics that Chris mentioned there? I think, of course, the Republicans used it politically. I mean, we have a political system, so they used it politically. But I think that that forgets how this got started and why this got started. I think it's naive not to realize that Spitzer is in himself a very unfortunate political position vis-a-vis the entire state. I mean, his approval ratings are tanking. It's, you know, the Troopergate issue. 70 to 80% of the public doesn't believe him. Wants him to be forced to testify under oath. I think he pulled this out of his bag of tricks to try to deflect attention and to try to rally the liberal base of the Democratic Party.
So, Chris Smith, do you think that's why? Because wading into the always, you know, divisive issue of illegal immigration seems hardly a way to unify the state behind you when you've gotten yourself into hot water over Troopergate.
True, yes. He certainly was looking for a win that got people talking about something other than helicopters and dirty tricks, and it would seem to fit in one element of the Spitzer longer-term strategy, which is to take control of the legislature, more particularly the state Senate. They believe they can win in November of 2008, pick up some seats in particular on Long Island.
And then they would have control of the two houses of the legislature, plus,
right,
of course, the executive branch, ending, 30 years of gridlock in Albany based on divided government. But Michael's analysis is that he's doing this by rallying the liberal base of the Democratic Party, and that was the political motivation behind raising this at this time, even if it would alienate some Republicans and moderates. Do you agree with that as political analysis?
Partially. I think it was a miscalculation. I don't think he was going to get a large swell of liberal support based on this. What he was looking for, and what he's still eager to claim, is a lot of Hispanic and immigrant support, Asian support, whether that's particularly liberal or not, it's harder to characterize. But particularly on Long Island, where there are some vulnerable Republican districts, there's been a dramatic change in the population and the ethnic makeup of it. And this, in part, was designed to appeal to folks in those districts.
Right. So he's alienating them now, apparently, based on the sound bites we've been hearing them in the news with this three-tiered plan. Here, for example, is Udi Ofer of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
It creates a scarlet letter on a driver's license of an undocumented immigrant telling the police, telling the world that they are undocumented.
So, Michael Goodwin, there goes the liberal base.
Well, yes. I mean, Chris is absolutely right that there was a miscalculation here, because you'll notice that even no Democratic officials supported him on this. I mean, you have not heard...
On the original plan.
Right. You have not heard Chuck Schumer. You have not heard Hillary Clinton. You have not heard Andrew Cuomo.
But you have heard Michael Bloomberg, who opposed it initially, now coming out, as I understand it, and supporting this new version. What do you make of that?
I'm not sure he's actually supporting. What he said is it's a step in the right direction,
uh-huh,
I believe. And I think by that what he means is the state would be complying with the Real ID Act in its primary license to citizens and legal residents. So I'm not sure he supports the illegal license provision. And still, you have not heard anyone support that. I spoke to one top Democratic official about this who said that surveying people in Long Island, for example, in Democratic districts, in fact, he regarded this as the third rail of New York politics right now. So it is not embraced by even the Democratic establishment,
right,
in the state.
So let me try something. I don't know if we'll get anybody, but for the next 5 minutes, while we're still doing this segment, I want to open up the phones for anybody who is an illegal immigrant or anybody who employs illegal immigrants. We're not going to report you. I want to know how your illegal immigrants, if you're an employer, get around. How do people drive now? And what are people saying about this in your milieu? And if you yourself are here illegally, out of documented status, then give us a call and tell us, what do you do now? There are hundreds of thousands of you in New York State, millions in America. Does nobody drive? What happens now, and what will this change? And will you come forward under this kind of what the Civil Liberties Union calls scarlet letter plan? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For Michael Goodwin from the Daily News and Chris Smith from New York Magazine. Chris, to the extent that you know, how do people drive now? I mean, again, there are presumably hundreds of thousands of people here illegally in New York State, millions nationwide, we know. What do they do when they want to drive?
I'm not going to claim to be an expert on that, but, you know, based on reporting in all sorts of circumstances, there are plenty of folks out there driving of every ethnicity and immigration status, native or not, who drive without driver's licenses. And I would guess, and it's only that, that, you know, in the illegal immigrant communities, you're doing what you need to do to get to and from work. I mean,
let me take a caller here.
Standing on a corner waiting, you know, for a van, but you drive if you need to, if it's more important to make some money than be documented or get that, you know, license.
Nick in Chappaqua is calling in. Hi, Nick, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I've worked both with illegal immigrants, and I also have some undocumented people working on a construction project near us, and I could tell you that transportation is a real issue for them. Many of them take the train from southern Westchester and come up and walk 2+ miles to the construction site. They do this around the train schedule, so, you know, they can't pick and choose their hours. And at the same time, these are very industrious people who seem to work much harder than many other people who are native to this country. And so I don't know whether or not the, you know, the ID plan is really going to benefit them or not, but I could tell you that as far as transportation is concerned, it is a hindrance for them now.
Nick, thank you very much. And Dave in Westbury, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dave.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, I have... most of my workers, they travel by train or bus. They work around the whole Long Island Railroad system.
If this plan goes into effect, would it change anything for your business?
Absolutely, because a number of them want to drive, and a lot of them want to come out from under the shadows. And I have to agree with the last caller that all of the workers that I have are very industrious. And they're here, and I think the U.S. has to come up with some sort of plan to get them into the system because they want to pay taxes. They want to be a part of it.
Thank you, Dave. Michael,
you know, the most depressing part of this whole episode to me is that Spitzer was attempting to do the right thing and did it in a really bad way, that this is all just going to play to the cowardice of most American politicians in taking on immigration as an issue and helping the people who are here and working hard and are having a very difficult time of it.
Michael, do you agree that he was doing the right thing, just in the wrong way?
No, because immigration really is a federal issue. And I think we all agree that the federal government has dropped the ball big time for the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years almost, ever since the Simpson-Mazzoli Act of 1986, which was supposed to fix all this. But I don't think you can do it on a statewide level where, in effect, the state is saying, here, we're going to obliterate the difference in terms of driver's licenses between legal and illegal. It's not going to matter. You're going to get the same card. That's not just a security issue vis-a-vis the security of the cards. It is, as I say, to obliterate the distinction between legal and illegal residents. And I don't think the states can be doing that while the federal government is at least sporadically doing crackdowns and employer enforcements and debating what to do. So
now,
I don't think the state can take the lead on this kind of issue.
Here is Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff reacting to this new version of the plan.
I do not endorse giving licenses to people who are not here legally. But federal law does allow states to make that choice.
So, Michael Goodwin,
your problem is what he's saying.
It's your problem. Well, and you know, as everybody agrees, it's our problem, the federal government, and we're not dealing with it. So now it's your problem. So it's easy for him to sit in judgment of, you know, one piece of trying to address a situation that he doesn't like. But Michael Goodwin, do you think that with this new plan, that there is any remaining national security or terrorism issue?
Probably not, although I think it's a long way off. A lot of it has to do with the logistics. It has to do with the machines that are supposed to be able to read any distinctions. And apparently they have failed the test. So this thing may be a year off. The Federal ID Act is a Real ID Act is a number of years off. So I think at this point you're probably not going to have any change in the status quo. I also think that the question of giving what Spitzer has done here is effectively we're back to where we were before he started this. In other words, there's not going to be licenses for illegal immigrants now. It's all going to wait for the entire program to be ready, and that's not going to be ready. So there's really no change in the status quo as I read the agreement on Saturday.
One more call. Rodriguez in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Muchas gracias. What I'm trying to say is this. I've been driving here for many years in New York City. I work in construction. I never had any problem. So whatever the government's trying to do is good. But in a way, he's trying to say that license for us would be different.
When you say you've been traveling here, you mean you've been driving here?
I've been driving for years.
Though you're not here legally.
I am not here legally.
Right.
I used to drive in Mexico anyway, so.
So you've never been stopped by a police officer for anything?
Never. No, I was very lucky, never been stopped for it.
Careful and lucky. Will you, under this plan, come forward and get one of these driver's licenses in Category 3?
The way they're trying to do it, to make a difference for us, that would be easy for her to spot and say, you're illegal, and they get us. So I don't agree with that one.
Thank you very much. Well, that is really interesting, Chris, because at least there's one indication of someone who says, it's going to be easier for them to spot me with one of these Category 3 driver's licenses, and maybe he speaks for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. And to get back to what I was saying earlier, when I said trying to do the right thing here, I meant in grappling with the issue of illegal immigration and making things better for people in their day-to-day lives. And the implementation, the selling of it politically, you know, the mechanics of whether it could actually be done in a secure manner, that's been, you know, badly mishandled. But the idea, whether it's politically motivated or philosophically motivated, that, you know, we've got a real problem and want to try to do something to help these folks, I mean, that's going in the right direction. And, yeah, the feds are not going to take it on. And Spitzer has not helped the folks who need it the most right now.
Michael Goodwin, briefly, a last word on the local security, not anti-terrorism or national security angle, but law enforcement. You know, one of the reasons that Ray Kelly, who was here on this show and seemed to have an open mind to some version of this deal just last week, had an open mind, was because he thought it could be good for local law enforcement to keep communities coming out of the shadows. That's why Nassau County Executive Thomas Suozzi supported the original plan, too, because it makes sure, or it encourages people who are here illegally but are not involved in other criminal activity to report criminals in their communities.
Right. I think the police are always looking for people who can help them solve crimes, tips, those sorts of things. And so they don't like a large illegal community because it makes their jobs more difficult and in many cases more dangerous. So I think that's what Ray Kelly was getting at. But I think the larger issue still remains that congressional action failed. Because right now there's not a consensus in the country about what to do with the 12 or 15 million illegal immigrants in the country now. And I think Spitzer waded into that with, okay, here's the answer. We're going to obliterate the distinction between legal and illegal. There's simply no consensus to do that nationally or even in New York State. That's one of the surprises here, is that the Democratic Party did not rush to support this because they recognize this is not a very good way of solving the problem.
All right. Well, we'll see what this does for people around the state. We know that it's dug Spitzer even deeper into a political hole. Michael Goodwin, Daily News columnist, and Chris Smith, political columnist for New York Magazine. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, a brand new publication in the United States, but it's not new in the UK. The Guardian launches its U.S. edition. Stay tuned.